Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Planets by Professor Brian Cox and Andrew Cohen is a popular science account of the solar system, developed alongside the BBC series of the same name. Rather than treating the planets as isolated astronomical objects, it presents them as related worlds shaped by a shared origin, violent early history, and continuing physical forces. The book moves from the Sun's scorched inner planets to the distant ice giants and Pluto, explaining how gravity, geology, chemistry, atmospheres, magnetic fields, impacts, and orbital dynamics produced radically different planetary destinies. Its purpose is both explanatory and reflective. It introduces current planetary science in accessible language while placing Earth within a broader family of worlds. The result is not a technical textbook, but a scientifically grounded narrative for general readers who want to understand why Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and the outer dwarf worlds became so different despite emerging from the same solar nebula. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, planetary origins are explained as a shared history of formation, collision, and migration. A central strength of the planets is its treatment of the solar system as a dynamic historical system, rather than a static diagram. The book explains that the planets formed from the same early cloud of gas, dust, ice, and rock surrounding the young Sun, but their later paths were shaped by position, mass, collisions, and gravitational interactions. This framing matters because it prevents a simplistic view in which each planet merely has a fixed list of features. Instead, the reader sees planetary identity as the outcome of processes operating across billions of years. Rocky worlds formed close to the Sun, where volatile materials were harder to retain, while the outer regions allowed the accumulation of ices and gases. The giant planets also influenced the architecture of the solar system through their gravity, helping scatter, capture, or redirect smaller bodies. By emphasizing formation and migration, the book linked planetary science to causation, present surfaces, atmospheres, moons, and orbital arrangements become evidence of earlier events. This approach gives the subject narrative coherence without abandoning scientific explanation. Secondly, the inner rocky planets show how similar beginnings can produce incompatible environments. The book gives particular importance to Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars because they demonstrate how small differences in size, distance from the Sun, atmosphere, and internal activity can lead to sharply different outcomes. Mercury illustrates exposure to solar intensity and limited atmospheric protection. Venus is presented as a warning about atmospheric transformation, with a dense carbon dioxide-rich atmosphere and extreme surface heat that distinguish it from early images of a potentially gentler world. Mars provides a contrasting case, once more geologically and hydrologically active. It became cold and dry after losing much of its atmosphere and protective magnetic influence. Now, these comparisons clarify why planetary habitability cannot be reduced to distance from the Sun alone. A world also needs enough mass and internal heat to sustain geological processes, an atmosphere that is neither too thin nor catastrophically dense, and conditions that allow liquid water to persist. The reasoning is concrete, the same broad ingredients can be present. But their proportions and long-term stability decide whether a planet remains active, becomes a furnace, or freezes into a desert. Thirdly, Earth is treated as a contingent world, rather than the expected center of the solar system. The planets repeatedly returns to Earth, not to make it seem ordinary, but to show how unusual its stability is when compared with neighboring worlds. The book uses the surrounding planets as natural experiments that clarify the conditions supporting life: liquid water, a protective atmosphere, a functioning magnetic field, active geology, and a long period of relative environmental continuity. This perspective avoids presenting habitability as destiny. Earth occupies a favorable zone around the Sun, but the book stresses that location alone does not explain life. Venus is close in scale to Earth yet hostile, while Mars may once have had liquid water but could not maintain conditions over geological time. The broader implication is that life depends on interacting systems rather than on one fortunate variable. This makes the book intellectually valuable because it turns planetary comparison into a method of understanding Earth. Readers are encouraged to see the living world as physically embedded in astronomy, chemistry, and geology, not separated from them. Fourthly, the giant planets and their moons expand the idea of where active worlds can exist. The outer solar system in the planets is not treated as a remote region of inert objects. Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune reveal another kind of planetary complexity, dominated by immense atmospheres, powerful gravity, rings, storms, magnetic environments, and diverse moon systems. Jupiter is especially important because its size gives it a major role in shaping the solar system, both by influencing smaller bodies and by contributing to the long-term dynamical environment around the inner planets. Saturn is discussed not only as a visually striking planet, but also as a system whose moons and rings reveal continuing processes. The book also points toward the scientific importance of icy moons, where subsurface oceans or changing surfaces can challenge assumptions that only planets in the inner solar system are geologically interesting. Uranus and Neptune extend the story further by showing the distinctive nature of ice giants, including unusual rotation, deep cold, and extreme atmospheric dynamics. This section broadens the reader's understanding of planetary science beyond the search for Earth-like surfaces. Lastly, the book translates modern planetary science through evidence, imagery, and narrative structure, although the planets is accessible. It is built around the methods of modern planetary science: spacecraft observations, imaging, spectroscopy, gravitational measurements, surface mapping, and comparative geology all contribute to the reconstruction of planetary histories. The book does not simply describe what planets look like. It explains how scientists infer lost oceans, vanished atmospheres, ancient impacts, volcanic resurfacing, or internal activity from available evidence. This is important because it gives readers a sense of scientific reasoning rather than just scientific results. Its connection with a major documentary series also shapes the style the prose favors: large-scale scenes, vivid planetary contrasts, and chronological movement from formation to possible futures. That approach can make complex ideas easier to follow, though it also means the book is less mathematical and less specialized than an academic planetary science text. Its value lies in synthesis. It draws together discoveries from many missions and disciplines, then organizes them into a readable account of how 8 major planets and many smaller worlds became a connected system. In conclusion, The Planets is best suited to readers who want a scientifically reliable but non-technical introduction to the solar system. It will appeal to people interested in astronomy, space missions, planetary geology, climate history, and the question of why Earth remains habitable while nearby worlds do not. Its practical benefit is intellectual rather than instructional. It gives readers a clearer framework for understanding news about Mars, icy moons, exoplanets, asteroid impacts, and planetary atmospheres. It also strengthens scientific literacy by showing how evidence from spacecraft and observation can be used to reconstruct events that occurred over billions of years. Compared with many popular astronomy books, it stands out for its strongly comparative structure. Rather than focusing mainly on cosmology, human spaceflight, or isolated mission history, it treats the planets as members of one evolving family. Compared with a textbook, it is more narrative and visually oriented. Compared with a documentary companion volume, it has enough explanatory substance to stand on its own. Its distinctive contribution is the combination of accessible planetary science with a sustained reflection on contingency Earth is not presented as inevitable, but as one outcome among many possible planetary histories. If you would like to support Professor Brian Cox, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.